This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Cookie Jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. In honor of Happy Gilmore 2, which movie most needs a sequel?
So I was going back. A lot of them have had sequels. They've had spinoffs, and I don't count necessarily spinoffs as sequels, but you know, some could argue that. The one that I would love to have a sequel to, The Dude. The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Got to have a sequel to that. The Dude Abides.
This is such a hard question because a lot of the movies I like, I don't want them to be ruined by a bad sequel. Do you know what I mean?
Like, but sometimes if it's a bad sequel, it just makes the original even better.
I don't know. You can ruin a character pretty easily in a sequel. So it's, I think comedies are the best thing to have a sequel on because normally they're lighthearted, kind of silly. Maybe like a Bridesmaids.
Okay.
I like all the actresses in that movie. I thought it was funny. You could follow
low
up
stakes.
With Annie and she could be the one getting married. I don't know. Yeah. Low stakes. That's a good term.
Inception. I think there's more stories to have with that kind of shared dream technology. And I don't think you necessarily have to have all the main characters that you had from the last movie.
The original.
Leo, et cetera.
You have to have Leo. And I actually had Inception. I hate that we have the same one. But the spinning top at the end, there's the ambiguity. And you're right. There's more meat on the bone there. I love the movie. The danger would be, to Heather's point, screwing it up. Tom?
Mine is Rounders 2.
Okay,
you love Rounders.
Yeah.
Norton and Damon again. That'd be awesome. Is Worm really alive? Do we know that? I forgot.
I'm not sure. Lions players were asked this week, who is your go-to Mario Kart character?
Okay. I didn't see any of the answers.
I think it was Dan Campbell said Luigi was his answer. Oh, some of these guys nerded out with the new Mario Karts. For the classics, Yoshi was my guy.
Okay. I'd have to go with Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Princess Peach, of course.
Princess Peach.
Toad.
Peaches.
Mine was always Yoshi. Although one of the newer ones is a Cat Peach. Would you do that, Jim?
The Cat Peach?
Of course he would.
Sure.
There's like 42 characters.
It's too much now. Now I sound old, like the original eight. And then I played Double Dash, which was the next one. But
I never played them.
Oh, okay.
I saw the movie because Teddy likes it, but yeah.
August as a month. Hey, it's August now, guys. What's it best known for?
Double days, two-a-days, football, practice is in session, and it's hot, it's muggy, you got a headache. August is all about high school football. We saw football last night. It's all about the double days. Now, I know that there's not a lot of two-a-days left anymore, but that's always, when I think August, I'm thinking that's the start of football, and it's two-a-days.
Sounds awesome.
We had 2 days when I was in high school, so I do get kind of teleported back to the hot football. Yeah. To me, football camp is what August is all about. Yeah.
To me, it's just back to school.
Back to school, even though most kids don't go back to school until September.
Yeah, but people are going back to college. You're getting ready. You're some schools do start before September.
School supplies are all
going back to school month. Yeah.
Summer's last hurrah. get all your vacations in, your last whatever of the summer before school, football, and fall starts.
Now, you guys had a lot of good ones and stuff, but I just found this out this morning. It's actually National Hair Loss Awareness Month. So that's number one.
Card-carrying member.
Yeah.
So what are we supposed to do for National Hair Loss Awareness Month? Are we all supposed to shave our heads?
Yes. No. Yes. It's about people, how to deal with hair loss and all that stuff.
How do you deal with it, Tom?
I shave it. I just like
when
shave
did it,
it
start
off.
For you? Like, were you always?
I gave
bald?
Up about 33 or so.
Okay.
Oh, you're a year away.
I don't like hearing
you're
that.
Fine for a while.
I don't like hearing
I
that.
I had nothing like you at 33.
Are there more wheels or doors in the world?
I don't even think it's close. I think it's doors. When you think of all of the, not just the houses in this world, because you know a lot of houses come with cars and multiple cars. But it is the skyscrapers. It's all the doors that are in these massive buildings that we have built.
It has to be doors. I think you're right, John. Like, at first I was like, well, there's a lot of wheels, but then every car has four doors, too.
Cancels out the wheels.
Does your car have four doors? Is just two?
It has four, John.
Every car has four doors. Yeah. There's some two doors. But then I thought, okay, well, then there's like wheelbarrows and dollies and things like that that don't have doors that have wheels. But then you have the skyscrapers that have all those doors. It has to be doors.
What about 18-wheelers? How do they factor
into
this?
They add up.
They
But
they're not as big as a skyscraper filled with doors.
Greg, you're a math guy. Have you crunched the numbers?
Yeah, the skyscrapers really swing this in favor of doors.
Yeah. Yeah. Doors.
It is doors. I went with doors as well. Which chain restaurant are actually good?
So are we going with like
not
just
fast food?
Okay, not fast food. Fleming's.
Okay.
Fleming's is, every time I go there, I get a perfect steak. They've got great sides, great apps, great desserts. I have never walked out of there going, boy, I wish I hadn't come here tonight. It is just perfect.
Okay. I eat if it's not fast food, maybe a pizza. Crispelli's. Their pizza.
It's a chain, sure.
It's a chain. There's multiple.
Yeah.
I like their pizza.
Okay.
I'm never disappointed. I know you don't like it, but my wife likes the thin crust.
So I don't know if this place is actually around anymore, but Max and Irma's had underrated great burgers. My friend used to work there when he was in college. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would say Applebee's is pretty solid. I go over there for the Bubba's Buffalo Wings.
Yeah, throwing good
restaurants
prices.
That were changed that are maybe no longer in existence. Are there any Bennigan's anymore?
There was one in Mount Pleasant that was like the spot. I don't know if it's still around.
I love going to Bennigan's.
There's no Max and Irma's anymore, is there? Like, that disappeared a long time ago.
The last one I remembered was by our old building, 14 and Orchard Lake.
I think they're all gone, but it was good.
So, shout out to the Texas Roadhouse in Taylor. Never had a bad meal there. Seriously. They manage it great, and it's a chains can be different depending on which one you go to. That's our go-to, although, in honor of yesterday and the deadline, I could either go with Morton Steakhouse or Finnegan's Irish Pub. Now, Finnegan's isn't actually a chain. There's a bunch of them around
the
country, but they're not chains. But Morton Steakhouse is a chain.
Yes, it is. And it's very good.
Yes.
Yes.
Hopefully it's good here.
Maybe the original chain steakhouse, because you got Ruth's Chris now. Yep. You got Morton's. But yeah, Fleming's is.
Outback.
You know, when we do the schedule reveal and we do the win-loss, all that stuff, and we look, okay, where are they at? I used to, when the schedule would come out for the NFL when I was playing, I used to look and say, okay, which cities have a Fleming's? And then I would look and be like, okay, I can't wait for that week.
I went with Buffalo Wild Wings. I feel like it's my go-to spot for wings. You're giving me just an
I'm a
spicy garlic guy.
That's
right.
The wings, to me, they're too expensive.
That's
10
everywhere.
Wings.
That's not unique to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, but I don't know. You can go some other places.
That was always the place we went to with my high school friends. Yeah. They're everywhere. I mean, now we spend like game days are there. Like, I just associate it so closely with football and friends. And
well, if you're a dink, I guess it doesn't matter how much the wings cost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Last one, real quick. Would you rather watch a 3-hour movie or 3 1-hour episodes of a show?
I have really enjoyed some of these like one season, one-offs episodes where you have, you know, multiple episodes and it's movie-esque. But I would prefer the three 1-hour episodes because I can't watch a 3-hour movie.
It's a long time.
And I always going to have to break it up into, in essence, 1-hour episodes if I could even get an hour in.
And you feel like once you start the 1-hour episodes, you feel like you can always stop?
You can always stop, but you can always, you know, finish and be like, okay, well, there's only like 15 minutes left. I can finish that.
How many episodes are in the series you're watching? See, I'd rather 10. See the beginning, middle, and end all at once.
So the movie then.
I like watching a series, but you can stop a movie and take a break. You can do this. You can watch a movie the same way
you
don't watch it.
Feel like you can.
Well, no. I mean, I always feel like I can. I mean, can do
I fall
anything
asleep
I want.
Every time I watch a movie. So,
right. Have you finished Happy Gilmore yet?
I have not.
Okay. Yes.
Movie. I want to see the entirety of the story, whereas it's 3 hours of what could be much longer.
The reason I like the episodes, especially if it's like a 10-part series, is they dive deeper into the characters. They develop the characters more.
But I wouldn't want to stop at 3. I'd want to keep going.
Yeah.
I find it that shows don't deliver a lot of times, or you'll have moments, but then they stretch things out.
Oh, I prefer the shows.
Versus a 3-hour movie for me. If
I haven't seen a movie in the last year better than Severance as a TV show.
Me neither.
So would you count Oppenheimer?
It's a really good movie. It was more than a year ago, though.
Technically, it is, you bastard. By like 2 weeks.
And that is the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.